So you're talking about being in Haight-Ashbury.
Uh-huh. And I could remember the particular intersection where my husband had taken the photo, and I went through it and I was saying to my mother, this is the photo that my husband took back in 1967 here. And the bus driver said, oh, he said, back in those days you couldn't even drive right through this drive. He said in the end they had to close it off. No cars would drive through there. It was so bad. And, you know, it's sad in a way that when... I always call myself a 60s child because that's... You go back to when you spend your teenage years. And I had a good six... I had a really good life in the 60s. And then I watched my children go through the 80s, and there's always the worry of someone asking them to try drugs. And then my children have been very honest with me, and they've told me that people have said at school, well, do you want to try that? And I say no. Luckily they've grown up in with a good bunch of kids that have got a lot of common sense.
Yeah.
But you only have to get one idiot, don't you?
That's right.
So, and my 14-year-old has been on so many drugs all his life, I don't think I even have to worry about him. So,
that's one of the things. And what about the changing landscape, you know, the build-up of houses and shops?
I think the build-up of houses has been good. The build-up of traffic is terrible because I live on the main drag. When I was a little girl, I used to ride a scooter up and down that road. I also used to play tennis on the road, and we'd be drawing the court up on the actual road, and then finally they asphalted it right through the middle, but it still had the dirt verges, and there was no curb and guttering or things like that. And you try to explain to your kids today, who are living right next to where I grew up, what it was like, and they can't really visualise it. The sad thing is today, when you look back then, is photos were so expensive and cameras were so expensive. So there's not a lot of photos around of way back then. But today, I mean, everybody thinks about it and they just go off and
That's
they get
right.
their photos, and it's great. I mean, I always was a big thing, had a big thing about taking photos of my children when they were little and growing up, and I've got them every step of the way.
But it was more of a luxury back in the 50s.
Oh yeah, definitely was a luxury.
You don't remember how much it cost to have them developed, I suppose.
No, I vaguely recollect that I had a brownie box camera that I got for when I was 15 or 16, and I've got an idea that there was 8 photos on that reel of film, and it probably cost me then about £4. Or $8. So it was probably about $1 a photo. Well, I mean, it's less than that these days,
right.
But that was black and white. That was black and white, but you could also get the colour, so I'm a bit unsure about which was what.
Right.
But I do recollect that I have a set of photos when I was first going out with my husband in black and white that he actually paid for me to get processed, and also a set of colour, because colour then was just starting to come in.
Right.
So that was interesting. Right. Remember, we were talking about the cameras, right? And the other thing is, the changes I like is automatic washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, anything that makes life easier.
Yeah,
and
they're
all the good things, yeah.
Progress.
And as the only bad thing, I suppose, is with the traffic is pollution. But I can still look out of my office and see trees, and while I can still see trees, I'll be happy. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. One was when TV first started, of course nobody in Quakersville seemed to be able to afford a television except my girlfriend's father. And on a Saturday night, he used to move his TV out onto the front porch, and we'd all bring our chairs and sit out there for a couple of hours, and everyone would bring a plate and we'd all have a cup of teas together, and that was great fun. And and just thinking about that also brings me to mind that we used to put on our own concerts on my girlfriend's front porch because she had such a great front porch, and we'd always put on concerts, so we were always doing something. But I, one thing that I'm sad about now through the wrongdoings by a minority, and that is Bonfire Night. We used to love our crackers. We used to always have a big bonfire down the big park there, and if we didn't, we had a spare block of land and we always had a big bonfire there, and we had marshmallow roasts and jaffles done in the bonfire, and after the end of throwing crackers around, we'd have a jaffle roast, and those are the things that our kids miss out on today. And I always remember taking all my children to the Royal Easter Show, but especially my youngest, and we always go Easter Saturday, and we cannot leave the show until after the fireworks are finished because he's fascinated. Yet when he was a tiny baby, probably was when they started to phase them out, and that's sad.
And that's because some people abuse
that's the, right you know privilege. Tying crackers on the dog's tails and things like that, but I thought that was sad to take that out, because you always look forward to four things a year, and that was Christmas, Easter, Bonfire Night and your birthday. And things have changed for the kids now. I mean, we still make a great deal about Christmas and Easter, so. And after sitting there with my husband and my 14-year-old son last night watching Star Trek, and my son and my husband talking about the future is everything. And I happened to make a comment about the past, and they both said, "We never look back, Mum, we always look forward." And I said, "If you don't look back, you never can look forward." And that's just my opinion, of course.